scientist creates an abomination that cannot be stopped. Stitched together from pieces of the dead. Here to shock women into uncontrollable hysteria and strike terror in the hearts of men.
It's alive! It's alive!
And it's trying to sleep. Shut the hell up.
And now I'm going to build you a bride.
You will be terrified.
Shut the hell up! This is not my idea!
Good evening, Walter.
Do I look like Walter?
Well, you look like a Walter Frankenstein.
Well, then call me Crankenstein.
All right, Crankenstein, you look good.
No, I don't. I look like a cross between Hillary Clinton and the Hulk. No offense, Hulk. All right. You don't look like either one of them. Then I look like Gundy in a nursing home. How about that? That would make you pokey. Get it? You're an ass.
I got it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been working on that. That's my angry sound.
Yeah.
Here's my happy sound. Here's surprised. Here's gay.
If you don't like the costume, then why'd you pick this one?
We're supposed to dress as whatever scared us as a kid.
Oh, so for you that was Frankenstein.
Actually, it was a Catholic priest, but... Everybody gets mad when I offend the Mexicans.
Walter, are you ever happy?
You should hope not.
Why? Can you imagine me coming out here in a good mood? Hi, everybody, I'm Walter, and life is peachy.
You'll be working at Starbucks in a fucking week. Why?
Language.
English. And you didn't even have to push one to hear it.
You know, Walter, these people came here to be entertained.
Not all of them. You know, there's a handful of guys sitting out there right now whose wives were like, oh, come on, we had to go see the middle-aged dumbass and his dolls. And now those guys are sitting out there right now going, son of a bitch. It's a middle-aged dumbass and his dolls. And now you're playing dress up with your dolls. When's the tea party, Ken?
Middle-aged dumbass.
Which part of that did you not like the most? Middle-aged or dumbass?
What do you think?
Well, you're only as old as you feel, but dumbass is in the DNA.
You know, speaking of age, you're not exactly young anymore.
Hey! Let's think about this for a second one. How long have I been in the show?
24 years.
24 years! So anybody who might have seen our show 24 years ago,
yeah,
I look exactly the same. You do not. Yeah, this show started out young man, old man. Pretty soon we're gonna be the stinking Sunshine Boys. I used to give you dating and marriage advice. Not too long from now, we're gonna be on stage comparing colonoscopies.
You know, Walter, age is a state of mind.
Not when your ass starts leaking.
All right, so what do you think of Liverpool so far?
Having a good time. Yeah, lots of Beatles stuff.
Well, this is the original home of the Beatles.
Yeah, do Paul and Ringo ever get back here? Or are they still trying to avoid running into Pete Best?
For those who might be watching and aren't familiar, Pete Best was the original drummer for the Beatles before
they dumped his ass and got Ringo.
That's right.
That had to suck. You think he's over it by now?
I don't know. You know, they named a street after Pete Best.
Oh, well, yeah, it's great. That's got to make up for the millions of dollars in pounds, don't you think? What the hell's the name of the street? You Got Screwed Boulevard? Shafted Lane? It could have been U Road? I don't know. You guys have all the crazy tourists wanting to see where the Beatles are from. You know, we in the U.S., we had the same thing with the Elvis Presley, Graceland, in Memphis. Yeah, oh yeah. Shut up, no one cares here. Anyway. Graceland, that's where Elvis fans flock to see where Elvis lived. And if you're a Michael Jackson fan, you can come out to L.A. and take a walking tour of all his plastic surgeons' offices. Quite lovely. The nose was done here. It fell off here, and they redid it here.
And you know, there's more to see here than just the Beatles stuff.
Well,
yeah. There's the International Slavery Museum.
Oh. What an uplifting afternoon that should be.
Did you know that it was in Liverpool that scientists first discovered that malaria was spread by mosquitoes?
That's just fascinating, Jeff. Let's put that on the welcome signs. That'll bring in the tourists. Come to Liverpool, we have beetles and mosquitoes. And one of them carries a deadly disease. Find out which one. Ringo?
After touring the Beatle Museum in Liverpool this morning, we took a long drive and we've now reached the border between England and Scotland. And here it is right here. We'll be in Scotland in 20 minutes.
Isn't England where Mary Poppins is from?
Oh, it took place in London.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. You know, I dated her for a while.
You dated Mary Poppins?
Yes, I did.
No.
Yeah, I did. We were very young.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay, yeah.
I was the first guy to get into her chim-chim tureen. Kind of ruined things when in the moment of passion she started screaming some weird word. It was like super California refrigerator extra delicious lotion, something like that. Pretty kinky chick, I'll tell you that much.
We landed in London. It's afternoon. It's time for high tea with four very proper English ladies.
Now, Walter, do you know why we're here today?
Tea. How come nobody is drinking any yet?
Well, nobody's been told their mother.
What did you call me?
You hardly ever have men at afternoon tea.
Well, we'll go out later. Trust me, we'll have fun.
Did you know that the very first X-ray was taken right here in Birmingham, England in 1896?
Puh! You call it an X-ray. I call it a selfie.
So what did you do today?
I saw where they keep all those useless wax figures.
Ah, Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
No, Parliament.
Walter, I thought your marriage was solid.
It is, in a constipated kind of way.
But you still love each other.
Yes, the love changes when you get older.
How's that?
Well, you go from wanting to make out in a car to wanting to run over each other with a car. You go from, I was struck by Cupid's arrow, to maybe she'll get hit by a frickin' Camaro. From hold me and love me, to kiss my ass and die, bitch.
Oh, that's awful. Now, what about life after death?
Huh?
Some people think that even after death, you're still together for all of eternity.
I'm pretty sure you just told me to go to hell.
Back to the monster stuff.
Sure.
Is there any particular movie that scares you?
Yeah, the film of my wedding. But if I'm depressed, I watch it backwards. You get it? She walks away.
Come on, you love your wife.
Yeah, I know. Then at our wedding, when she came walking down the aisle with that giant hair and all that makeup, I felt like yelling, "It's alive! It's alive!"
So how'd the service go?
Well, the worst part was when the minister asked if anyone objected and no one would listen to me.
Maybe they couldn't hear you.
Hey, you're right. You weren't there.
So what happened after the wedding?
She started eating cake, right, nonstop, for 45 years. You know what scares me now?
What?
When my wife says, "Does this thong make my ass look fat?"
You didn't answer that right.
I guess I shouldn't have.
What'd you say?
I asked her if it was a thong or if her ass grew over her panties.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I probably should have stopped there.
What else did you say?
I said, no, the thong doesn't make your ass look fat. Your fat ass makes your fat ass look fat. The thong is the victim.
Why are you telling me this?
It's a horror show, right?
Let's talk about Halloween.
All right, well, that's less scary.
You guys still get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Not anymore.
Why?
Well, a couple of years ago, unfortunately, my wife answered the door with one of her knockers hanging out of her room. Yeah, we still get therapy bills from those kids.
Did you actually say knockers?
Yeah, I guess now they're more like flappers. Hell, if she moves just right, they flop like two doggy doors. Oh, yeah, last week she did jumping jacks and ended up with two black eyes. Then there are the teenagers who show up at your door with a sack and no costume.
Right.
They just had the munchies from smoking too much weed.
Weed?
Yeah, you know, pot.
I know.
Mary Jane?
Right.
Ganja? The Chronic? The Bangkok Blast-Off? The Sticky Icky?
How do you know all this?
I have glaucoma.